We have a lot of wonderful things to celebrate today. Most especially, though, a wedding anniversary. Joseph and Carolyn have been married 50 years today. Today. And so they've made it their wish that they be able to renew their vows tonight at this Mass with all of us here. And so after the homily, we will proceed to that. And I think it's wonderful, Carrie, you were pointing out to me that it was October 2nd, it was a Saturday, when you got married. And so we see the providence that on the 50th anniversary, it's the same day of the week, not just the same day, that we get to celebrate this. We might say a match made in heaven, but every marriage is made in heaven. And that is what our gospel's about. Isn't it fitting? This is what our readings are about today. That every marriage is made in heaven. And that is why, from the beginning, God made the sacrament of marriage a natural institution. As Catholics, we speak about the difference between the natural institution of marriage and the sacrament of marriage. And the distinction is an important one simply because of the fact that the properties of marriage belong to every marriage, not just to a sacramental marriage. This is something that gets confused in the works because people talk about sacramental marriage and non-sacramental marriage. A marriage is a union between a man and a woman monogamously for life from the beginning. This is what the Pharisees are challenging our Lord on. It's one of the most forceful teachings of our Lord. There are a few times when he takes off his gloves and he says, I'm not backing down on this. One we know is when he's speaking about the Eucharist and they say, you know, his own disciples say, who can stomach this teaching? And instead of backing down, he doubles down. There are a few other times, but in this passage, in this gospel, we find that the Pharisees have pulled him before a moral dilemma because they're living in a time very much like ours when marriage is very much under attack. A time very much like ours in which people didn't believe, by and large in society, didn't believe that marriage was intended to be between one man and one woman for life. And so it was a common practice. It was so common in every culture, the practice of polygamy, the practice of divorce and remarriage, the practice of not getting married at all. These things, this was common practice. And so when the Pharisees are challenging our Lord, they're pinning him to this question. Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? And they think they have him on the ropes. Because what they are expecting is one of two things. Either he's going to come down hard and teach something heavy, and then they can say, but Moses gave permission for a man to divorce his wife, or he'll back off and then can say, so what you're saying is that polygamy is acceptable, that a man can marry more than one woman, and a woman can marry more than one man. They think they have him in a trap. And that is why St. Mark tells us specifically they were testing him. But our Lord responds by asking them a question, in a sense. He asks, what did Moses command you? But he's asking a question deeper than that. He's asking the question, who made marriage? Where does marriage come from? Did Moses make marriage? Does the law of the Roman Empire make marriage? Do the laws of the United States make marriage? What makes marriage? What defines it? He says, what defines it is that from the beginning, God made them male and female, and that's good. And that he intended that the sexes not be in competition, but be complementary, and that it's good. Children back, and he says, let the children come to me, because the supreme purpose of marriage is both the unity of the spouses and the bringing forth of new life into this world in a context in which that new life is able to flourish and be brought to God. This is what marriage is. This is why our world needs marriage so much. Why we all should not back down or grow timid when the world becomes boisterous and vociferous in telling us that marriage is this or marriage is that. We live in a time where it's very easy to kind of recede, to back off, and not to present the truth about what marriage is because we're afraid of coming off as a bigot or as someone who's hard-headed or narrow-minded. But we're not holding on to a bigoted view. We're holding on to the very blueprint of human nature, the very basic knowledge of what the human heart is and what it's meant to be produced within. And so God gives a man and a woman the ability to join themselves in what is a natural institution of marriage, and then pours his grace into it as a sacrament. Without the sacramental grace, and even with the sacramental grace, marriage is hard. The bumps and the burdens, the daily walk of charity is hard. And that's what makes it so inspiring. That's what makes it so necessary for us to see the example of those among us who live marriage faithfully for years and years. So it's a joy, and it's fitting, that today we celebrate together as a parish community one marriage among many in our parish that is bearing witness to the fact that God made marriage and that God continues to renew and to ratify and to intensify and to deepen marriage for those who want him to. It's very simple.